In between taking care of schoolwork and juggling friends, a 16-year-old girl from Marblehead is taking the folk scene by storm.
There's a place you know where the artists go and honey colors line the sky. You're alive inside, just your thunderous mind. Always chasing, searching, always.
Haley Reardon says she first picked up a guitar during the summer before the sixth grade because she was bored. Her dad showed her some chords, and pretty soon after, she started writing songs. And now, Haley's debut album, titled Where the Artists Go, is being released next week. So where did this voice come from?
Kind of like bottled up. It came from silence, sort of. I was so quiet and so shy leading up to when I started writing songs. That first summer when I picked up a guitar, I kind of spent the whole summer writing as many songs as I could and making up for all the things that I was always too scared to say.
Do you still think of yourself as shy? Do you still get nervous?
I definitely still get nervous. And in all other aspects of life, I'm still kind of scared and shy, but when I'm on stage and when I'm performing and when I'm writing my songs is when I kind of feel like I can say whatever I need to say.
So I'll write songs on the walls that hold me back. No, I can't break them down, but some words fit through the cracks.
A lot of your songs are about your experiences or the experiences that your friends go through. Do your teenage friends come up to you and tell you, geez, girl, you nailed that?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely. That's really cool to have someone come up to you and be like, I've been through that too. And with me as a music fan, when you find a song that you're like, oh my God, they wrote this about me. It's a weird thing because no one really had the same experience, but you feel like it's for you and it's cool.
Along those lines, I want to ask you a couple of questions about another song on the CD titled Try, but first let's hear a little bit of that.
Stop belonging here. With all of these faces, I was wanting the same. As I rearranged, they disappeared, and no one knows me anymore.
Haley, I'm the dad of three daughters who were teenagers not that long ago, and when I heard that song, I have to tell you that I heard echoes of my house past, a little loneliness sometimes by those girls as they tried to find themselves and tried to find where they fit. Is that what you're trying to say in here?
Yeah, I feel most connected to this song on the record. I feel like it's just kind of a teenage girl anthem in general. It's about looking for the group of people, your tribe, that accept you for who you are and that really want you to be who you are. And there's a little loneliness in it, definitely, and feeling like you don't belong and feeling like nobody gets it and you're different. But there's also hope in it that there are people out there who get it.
You're not alone, never alone, little girl. See our blue blood, it sparkles with this song.
When you were 13, you wrote a song called She's Falling. It's about bullying, and it's dedicated to Phoebe Prince, the girl from South Hadley, Mass., who took her own life a few years ago after being essentially tormented by bullies at school. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Haley, what made you want to speak out about this?
Well, this song was actually really personal, and it was kind of one of those songs that I wrote just to work through an issue, not really to share with anyone. And that's when I stumbled across Teens Against Bullying, which is a branch of Pacer Center, which is the organization that I work with on this kind of stuff. I found a lot of comfort in their website and loved what they were doing, and so I sent them the song and just a thank you, saying that you guys really helped me out in a situation. And they were like, can we send this out as a part of a classroom toolkit to schools across the country? And the response to that was really overwhelming. All of seventh grade, I spent coming home from school and getting emails from kids telling me their stories or about how they've been bullied or their friends have been bullied or they've bullied kids themselves. And that's kind of what made me realize that it can't be a personal song that I keep in my bedroom drawer anymore and that it kind of needs to be shared.
What do you say when people say about you or write as they have that your immaturity, your lyrical maturity, your musical maturity, your intellectual maturity leaves them in awe?
I don't know what I say. I just like to think about stuff a lot, and I spend a lot of time thinking about everything and analyzing the world around me, and that's it. So I don't know whether it's maturity. It's just kind of overthinking all the time.
You're still in high school?
Yes.
A sophomore right now?
Yes.
What comes after high school? College or full-time music, following that muse?
I don't know. It depends where I'm at senior year and how things are and whether I want to go do this for a little bit or go to college for a little bit or do both. I've been through eighth grade and high school doing this music stuff pretty seriously and been able to balance both, so take it as it comes. We'll see.
You are a remarkable young woman. Thank you so very much for coming into
Thank
the studio.
You.
And very, very good luck to you in your sophomore year in high school and for whatever comes after that.
Thank you so much.
It's funny how you're so quick to act like you know me. I think it's time I should admit I was never the least bit lonely.
Haley Reardon is a 16-year-old musician from Marblehead. Her first album is scheduled to be released on October 23rd. If you'd like to see her live, she's performing at Club Passim on October 21st. And for an exclusive look at her first music video, go to our website, WBUR.org.
And your mirror's too reflective, so I'll wait. Try and break your heart in a gentle way. But I wonder what was wasted in time-killing conversation.